Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mark German, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Very well, thank you, man. It's been a minute, eh? It's been quite a minute. Are you well?
I'm good. How about yourself?
No, fantastic, man. Can't complain, really. All is good. Good to have you on the show this afternoon.
Beautiful, beautiful. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Now, we're talking about a VOP lesson this afternoon. The Ten Commandments were an indispensable guide for the people in the New Testament. That's the lesson, today. And in focusing on the Ten Commandments, we had the lesson from, many other people in the scripture who were actually, the keepers of the law. So today, we're moving to the New Testament and how the commandments were a guide even to then, perhaps today as well. Now, tell us about what the New Testament writers tell us about the Ten Commandments.
The New Testament writers do not disagree. Instead, they do clarify in the simplest way the importance of the commandments of God, which existed before the existence of man in the first place, which also reveal the character of God. For example, in Matthew chapter number 19, Jesus was asked to say, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And the answering the Pharisees' questions, Jesus appointed them back to the book of Moses, to the book of the law. He said, have you not read which was written in the law? Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning? So Jesus was referring to the Old Testament, to the law of God. So in other words, in the simplest way, I can say the writers of the New Testament clarify much in the they illustrate the importance of the law of God. Verily, as the character of God is just, so is the law of God.
I see. Now, lovely. Thank you so much for that. Before we jump into the New Testament, let's actually look at what happens there in the Old Testament. The story of Solomon and how it connects to the relevance of the Ten Commandments. Please just break that down for us.
All right. We look at the book of Ecclesiastes as account of Solomon's search for happiness. The Bible records that he tried to find happiness in the riches of the world. You know, history tells us that he had beautiful houses. He was the wisest man to ever live. And he married a number of wives. In other words, he tried to pursue happiness in a number of things. Worldly, of course, but then he reached a point where he said, then I looked on all the works that my hands had done and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. In other words, the law of God, it is so something that Solomon ended up saying, if you do and keep the law of God, then you are a happy man, the happiest man to ever live on the earth. So the life of Solomon was that of looking for happiness in the pleasures of this world, just as some of us do. But the conclusion of the matter was that happiness is only found in obeying the word of God, in obeying and keeping the commandments of God. That's why in Ecclesiastes 12:13, he concluded, said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So the commandments of God, keeping and obeying them, brings that joy, that satisfaction, that, you always have that pleasure of reaching the climax of life, unlike the one that he sought before he met the Lord.
Now, when he said all is vanity, exactly what did he mean by that?
Okay. Oh, so okay. Like I said, he was someone who believed, you know, there are some of us who think if I go to school, get a degree, master's, if I do that, it'll be easy for me to secure a good job, build a house, marry a beautiful woman, have kids, and with that, I'll reach the climax of life. I'll be the happy man, I'll find the peace of mind. You understand? So someone who thought by pursuing these earthly dreams, these earthly pleasures, he would be the happiest man. Like I said, he thought by doing that he can reach that climax of life and the satisfaction. But then he said, "Oh, it's vanity," because the more he sought these pleasures, the more he found himself wanting. So by obeying the Lord and keeping his law, his commandments, that's where you come to a place where even the little can satisfy, even the little can keep you safe and secure. So when I said the ore is vanity, what he necessarily meant is there is no peace, there is no happiness, there is no whatever in the worldly pleasures. The only way one can be happy and find the satisfaction of life, the meaning of life, that is to keep the commandments of God. That's why, again, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. In other words, the whole thing, the whole life of man can find that satisfaction, that peace of mind by keeping the law, by obeying the commandments of God.
Wow, beautiful. Now, lastly, and before I let you go, is it a problem really to have to have ambition, man, to chase after success, to want to be successful, to want to be super wealthy? I mean, are we all supposed to have a monastery and exclusively study the Bible forever instead of actually just looking for the wealth, man? I mean, they say money makes the world turn around, eh?
Yeah, the answer is big no with a capital N. Okay, there is this quotation I love from the book Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 83, if I'm not mistaken, from the writings of Ellen White, where she says, those who make God first and last and best in everything are the happiest people on earth. Smile and sunshine is not banished from their countenances. And she continues to say, by saying so, God does not limit his children, or God is not against those who are striving for excellence. And naturally, God placed that desire for us to accumulate wealth, to have good things. In other words, it is good for one to go to college to get a degree, master's. It is not sin to pursue wealth, but the problem with us, humanity, we always think if I do this, this is the source of my happiness. This is the source of my security. And so we pursue those dreams and forget God. That's why Solomon reached the point where he said, vanity, vanity. I tried to find life, the meaning of life, to find happiness and the peace of mind in these earthly pleasures, but it failed. And by meeting God's standard, by obeying and keeping the commandments, that's when I learned that true happiness is found only in doing the Lord's deeds. That's why in Proverbs 29, verse 18, he says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You see? Yeah, so there is happiness found in obeying, in keeping the Lord's word, the Lord's commandments. You cannot find in the most beautiful woman you marry. You cannot find in the degree, master's, PhD you acquire in those earthly schools. They are not bad, they are okay. But if you think you can have happiness and the peace of mind in these earthly pleasures, then you're making a big mistake. Because if you get 1 million rand today, my friend, you'll need 2 more million tomorrow. So the only happiness we can have
True.
is found in God by keeping the commandments.
Yes, and by the way, is that the main conclusion of the matter? The keeping of the commandments?
Yes, it's the conclusion of the matter. Like I said, Ecclesiastes 12, 13, himself Solomon, you know, it's good sometimes when you do this and that and it seems not to work. is go to sin and say, where did I go wrong? What can I do? So Solomon had done that. In looking at, oh, he had pursued the women he had married, the wealth he had accumulated, he reached the point where he said, oh, vanity, vanity. But the conclusion of the matter, to be happy, to have that peace of mind, the conclusion of the matter is to fear God and keep his commandments. And this is the basic duty of mankind, of humanity.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, sure. Mark German, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Truly, truly a pleasure to have you here on board. Have a blessed one. We're going to be contacting you tomorrow once again, same time, same place.
Have a beautiful day as well.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.